BJ's Hottest 100.
Have you ever voted for a cover in the Hottest 100?
Me? No, never.
Me? Also, no, never. But plenty of people do. Covers have always been pretty popular in countdowns, even before Like a Virgin became a thing.
Yeah, 1995 was a particularly hot year for covers.
That's hot.
Everyone was doing everyone else, and everyone was loving it.
Yothu Yindi did AC/DC, came in at 87.
Christine Arnoux covered Warumpi Band's My Island Home.
And Tricky did this rework of Public Enemy's Black Steel.
But the one that would poll the highest that year was from Björk. You blow a fuse, sing from, the time cuts loose,
sing from, so what's the use? Wow! Most people wouldn't have even known that was a cover.
No, I didn't. Guilty.
The song's actually from 1940s Germany. It's by a guy called Horst Winter. Horst?
Horst?
Horst Winter. It originally sounded like this. As you can tell, there's a bunch of differences between the tracks. For example, Björk chose to say
shh.
Yes, shh, as opposed to Horst's.
I mean, they're both great, but personally, I'm a pissed guy.
Horst's original was a B-side track, and not particularly well known. Apparently, Björk only heard the song because her keys player whacked it on the tour bus.
And from there, she recorded it in two takes, and It's Oh So Quiet ended up coming in at number 5 in the Hottest 100.
So the moral of the story is, if you're given the aux cord on a bus, don't look past post-war German classics.
But hey, psst, that's just our little secret.
It's Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.